It's been about 4.5 years since I toted along my recorder one Saturday to this Beltline cleanup.
I like picking up trash.
He's one of about 400 volunteers cleaning up this severely neglected mile-and-a-half stretch of what will be Atlanta's Beltline. That day, we picked up who knows how much trash along an abandoned corridor between what was then called City Hall East and Freedom Parkway. In a few hours, volunteers hauled away hundreds of garbage bags, marking the first of what will be many transformations here. So that last part of my story, talking about transformations, I wasn't exactly sold on. When I walked away that day, I wondered if I'd ever see anything viable along the pathway, or if in a few years I'd be doing the same cleanup story again. I'd forgotten about that story until this week, when I caught up with the Beltline's Lee Harrop for a feature I'm putting together on brownfields. I asked him to meet me at one, and he chose the same place.
The first time I walked this corridor was 10 years ago. Some friends of mine with the Atlanta Regional Commission had heard this idea about this Beltline project, and they wanted an engineer to look at it. That first time, it was over my head in kudzu. And so people call this the Hobo Highway. It was a source of dumping. It was a source of homelessness. It was a source of just really not what you wanted to see in the city.
Now, on any given evening, there are again 400 people along this stretch, but they're not picking up trash. They're on bikes, running, strolling along with a furry friend. The Northeast Trail in the Old Fourth Ward is open, connecting Freedom Park to Piedmont Park. We're just 7 years into the 25-year plan for the Atlanta Beltline, and if this transformation is any indication of what's to come, then the Beltline truly is Atlanta's best idea.